Hello, friends. Welcome to the Empowered Together Network on Incandescent Women Magazine. I am so thrilled to introduce you to Dr. Paula Petri. She is our star this month, July 2023. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, proud co-founder of the Empowered Together Network with my dear friend Cynthia De Lorenzi, creator of Success in the City based in New Mexico, and lifestyle coach Alina Z in Los Angeles. They're not here with us today, but they will be here with us for our webinar that will Star Paula. So before we get to the webinar, we wanted to just do a quick interview with this truly amazing woman who is the creator of the Divine Design Program. It's an activation program where science meets your soul's intelligence. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hope. Nice to be here.
You do so many cool things. So before we jump into the Q&A, let's just talk a little bit about your program. So you say Divine Design Activation is a grounded experiential pathway that restores embodied clarity, self-trust, and purposeful leadership by reconnecting you with your body's innate guidance system and your soul's original design. That is so fantastic. So tell us about this program, how you created it, why you created it, and then we'll go from there.
My own realization, right? Our work comes from our own evolving self. The realization that we are more than this physical body. And the impact that that had on me was substantial. It was life-changing. Mother, you could say, still recovering from deep grief, from a loss of my child at the age of 12. Kind of stumbled upon, but nothing is by accident, as someone who really helped me see and understand that love never dies and that we're forms of energy and we ourselves never die, meaning that this connectivity that we have with the other world, other dimensions, our loved ones when they pass on is very real. And so I started diving into that as a practitioner, studied shamanic energy medicine, sound healing, different ways for paths to ourself. I've studied Jungian dream analysis. I'm still with the Assisi Institute as much as I, you know, every time I can, with Dr. Michael Conforti, a beautiful work bringing forth Jungian psychology, depth psychology. So then I was like, how could I... what's an expression of what I know in a way that could really express the truth of what I have come to understand? And divine design represents that. So it's really, Hope, a perceptual framework through which I now see the world. And I offer, you know, all kinds of things, as you know, we're busy doing. But to write books about it. I'm starting my own YouTube channel focusing on this truth, my retreats, and Healing Waves, which is a really important program for women in kind of opening up, we would say, that inner eye. Mm-hmm. And so we see the world through that inner eye, connecting the mind with the heart. And that's a very shamanic path. That's a very indigenous way of seeing the world. It's through the heart and not through the ego mind. So it's the evolving self moving into wholeness. As we do that, we naturally connect and see the world through that heart space and not the ego, fear-driven, you know, limited view of ourselves and others.
Yeah, well, that's a lot to unpack, right? And it's a lot to unpack. So tell us how has the organization grown over the years and who are some of your clients?
Yeah, so I work one-on-one with individuals. You know, a recent client is a British actor who had done a lot of work with even with Jungian psychology. And he had heard a podcast and thought, wow, this resonates. Kind of an issue that hadn't yet to be resolved. Maybe it could be resolved here. And in fact, yeah, we did really good work with that. Because we live in the understanding, as Jung did as well, right? So it's not that time is not linear. So in the quantum field, time is not linear. It can loop back on itself, right? It's all in the now. So our past, present, future is all in the now. With that, not only with this client, but with many of my clients, we go back in time to the incident that I'm able to track as being significant with the individual, right? Because their memory is that, but I can track a pattern. And through seeing what the pattern is, once we see it, then we can dissolve it. We can do something about it. And so within energy medicine, what we can do is we can put energy onto it and have it that scenario rewind and play out differently. Mm. It's a beautiful work when it's very powerful. So those are individuals. So I work with individual clients. Women come into Healing Waves, which is a 3-month program. Now we're extending it 3 times, maybe even now 4 times in terms of leveling of it, who are seeking that opening of the heart and the mind and understanding. So it's a blending of all the science I tried to pack in the first minute, but we unpack it and we experience it. So it's all experiential, but within the framework of science, which, you know, I teach. So, and it's coming together, and it's the power of small groups, which now we know that if we build a container of a high frequency of love and sharing, and safety, that frequency of itself, that vibration hope of the container itself is the healing. And within that, we learn to direct our mind and send light and energy to other, which augments the field of the container, right? So then, and then the others send to, we're receiving and giving in each of the sessions that are part of Healing Waves. And we're finding that that container that's safe and full of hope for other. So as we bless, as you know that, Empowered Women is all about that. As we bless others, we are blessed. That's an ancient wisdom, right? And it's spiritual, religious. And now we have science showing it, because the outcomes of these groups, and I measure outcomes, my PhD, my science, I can't leave it behind. So I measure outcomes pre and post. And it's remarkable on the instruments themselves. So they can say like, whoa, I can show graphs and go, whoa. But what's happening in the lives of people is the remarkable piece. So I'm doing right now, I say, Hope, what I have wanted to do ever since I had the healing and the connection with my daughter.
Mm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that experience and how you worked your way through that grief?
Well, actually, interestingly, today's her birthday.
Perfect.
Yeah, would be my daughter Alexandra would be 42 today. Wow. And she came when she was 12. She was born with a significant disability. I was in a foreign country. It was, you expect everything to go well, right? And particularly the younger we are, the more we expect it. And it didn't. And I was in a hospital that ill-prepared for myself and for my daughter. So I had eclampsia. I almost died after childbirth. And then my daughter, the suggestion, recommendation from the neurologist was to leave her in the hospital to die. So it was the grief and coming to resolution of that and finding meaning and purpose and being very, very driven as a young mother, well, in my 30s young, was extremely healing from that. And I formed a nonprofit. We moved to Miami, formed a nonprofit, became a very strong advocate, position opened for me, selected at the medical school, taught pediatricians, taught many others, director of a training medical school, right? And her sudden death was really coming home from the hospital, I would say, too early. So she died at home. It was quite tragic. How do we work through it? You know, if the way we grieve the first time, as we have layers of grief as we age, will be how it is we grieve the second time. And so we can run away from grief. I've seen that within my own family. Or we can dig in and do the work. And that ended up for me in a lot of therapy. And then coming to 11 years on the day of my daughter's death, sitting across from a medium. I was in a small spiritual group, and she said, and she had returned to her alma mater. I met somebody. He's a psychic. He's a medium. And he's also a family therapist, and he's coming to Miami. And he's arriving on July 5th. And does anybody want to see him? I was like, oh, my God. I was faculty, I was university and teaching and a bit way too much in my mind and science. And what was not explored yet, was not answered, was that question. Right? Where do we go to die, and my connectivity with my daughter? We know now our children live in our cells like forever, right? So it makes sense, my level of grief, it wasn't cutting off my arm or my dad. I was like every cell of my body was extracted or tried to be yanked from me. So there I was sitting across from a medium, and he told me things that about my brother who had passed, who would know, my grandmother's, what somebody could have guessed, but then about my daughter that I felt, well, this feels so real. And I continued to meet with him, and now we're good friends. And I went and I studied and began to study, and everything at the university had dried up for me already. I finished my PhD, and it gave me the value of science and how to investigate things, the curious mind, all of it. But I left academia with that, and I went onto this path, and that would have been in 2008. Then 2010 shamanic work. So I have seen many disincarnated people. I've seen many, many deceased individuals and beautiful experiences. I mean, where other people have seen my daughter around me, you know, where I haven't asked, I haven't said anything. It was very random. One time, Hope, if I'm talking too much, but one time I was at a renting a car in Chicago, going home, dealing with a family crises and my brother and oh my gosh, lots of drama, very emotional. And I was renting a car, Chicago O'Hare Airport, and the woman becomes very kind across renting me the car. I was at the last step. I was going to walk out and get my car. And she was suddenly very kind. And then she comes around the desk and, oh, I'll take you out to your car. So we're walking out to the car and she goes, I'm going to share my gift with you. Your daughter's here. Like now, your daughter's here, and she wants you to know that everything will go fine, and you're going to get everything you ask. Your brother's not going to give up the money. He had taken things that were not his share, and but everything else is going to go fine. I'm like, oh my gosh, and it was exactly like that. He did in the end. I'll just declare victory. However, we walk out and she goes, I upgraded your car for you. And I came out to this kind of souped up Mustang or something. It was just that, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, a story too, because it's not like, oh yeah, she thinks she talked to that person's dead brother and who couldn't see that. You know what I mean? We always think that it's people are inventing it, which of course some people do, but and so many people during shamanic sessions, they don't come to me and say, I want to talk to my mother, my brother, communicate with me through them, but there they are. So when we have this power, intention, need, desire to communicate, and what it is that we raise the vibration. I raise the vibration so that the energy, we kind of speed up, so to speak, and people that live this energy, that never dies, you know, that persona lives on, is in a higher frequency, and they like slow down. This is my understanding. They slow down, and I speed us up, which naturally happens during healing, the same in healing waves. We speed up the vibration through breath work, through intention, through moving channels of energy within us, right? Technique a bit. They just appear. Mm-hmm. I see them. I can describe them. One time this, I was in Martha's Vineyard. I had a very mobile life, let's say, staying in Martha's Vineyard. I see this art gallery in Martha's Vineyard, like, boom, walk in, boom, meet the owner, boom, I'm invited to her house. Suddenly I'm doing a session for her. I can see her aunt, like I could take a picture of her aunt in this polka dot skirt, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a man next to her and I go, I can't name him. He looks like Alfred Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could say it, but I couldn't name it. So anyhow, we end, she couldn't figure it out either. I'm downstairs waiting for her next to her refrigerator. And I look over to pictures and she comes, I go, this is the person I was seeing. Like, who is that? That's the man, you know, it's like, mystery solved, mystery solved.
Magic, yeah. Right? Magic is afoot around you, Miss Paula. So you do these really powerful women's summits and retreats. Talk a little bit about that and how women can come, or not, I'm sure you work with men too, how people can come to you for guidance and support.
Yes. The Women's Summit I do for caregivers is very specific. It's Florida. I would love to do it for any place else as well, to put on a summit where we come together. And it's supported by the Department of Education, the Agency for a Person with Disabilities, because we can bring in this science and this knowing and through sound and healing and intention. This year we did it through drums, and Home Depot brought in 150 5-gallon buckets. And we turned it into intentions and dreams and knowing that what we focus on grows. And when we put that formula of intention with emotion, that energy is very, very powerful. That's what I bring into a session, and that's what I teach wherever I go. So we had then a taiko drumming expert on stage, and for 45 minutes we sent all of those messages that ended up on the drum through expressive arts, through stickers and paint and all kinds of things. They all individualized themselves, like, who am I? So I describe it as like, this is my work. Like, who am I? Who am I? And we can't stop asking that question. Mm-hmm. Because every day we'll come up with a new answer, right? But we wanted an expanded version, not the small self, not what we haven't done, not the negative voices, all of that. The ego mind, we through sound and healing and high vibrations and nature and shamanic journeys and transport into this higher dimension, the small mind goes to rest, like give it a rest, right? So then we open the expanded mind, the expanded self opens, and we get glimpses of it, if not really big views of it. And we go, oh, I'm this. So the retreat I'm doing now, every year I go to Italy in the fall, end of September, a beautiful retreat site. Wild horses that are trained in equine therapy. I bring that as part of the experience, nutritious food, walk on 37 acres, connection with the energy of the land. It was the family estate. Those 9 thoroughbreds used to run around this large track and be real race horses. I was part of bringing them into this intentional healing space. Last year, for 2 months, I stayed there, and it was beautiful. And then we come into sacred time and experiences, and it's only 8 women, because 8 is a magical number, and in and of itself, lots of research around it. And it also gives the intimacy that's available. And my direct attention with everybody gets an individual healing. Also, the energy transmission. So we do a direct energy transmission, opening up. It's with a pie stone I was trained with the Kiro tradition in Peru, spent a lot of time there and in these studies. And the Pi Stone is our toric energy field. We bring it in and we connect the mind with the heart energetically. And a beautiful, this year we're doing a despacho ceremony. It's a beautiful gift to Mother Earth. So we land in this place of beauty, safety, receive the energy of the land, the horses, the high coherence of the heart of the horse. Olivia is the owner. She was, hope you love it. She was the branding director for Bulgari, then Fendi, and then built this 5-bedroom villa on the family estate. So the design is exquisite. You know, it's unique. It's quirky, unique, beautiful, kind of country, modern beauty. The food, Romy's been a chef with her for many, many, many years, but also trained elsewhere. Italian cuisine is comfort food. And right? It's like you can't have a bad meal, right? But it's really in the design and the beauty of it. We have an excursion that we're going to do this year that's more beauty. And then even a special day, joining up with Yamilka Rodriguez, who's a branding expert, and we're going to meet with Danielle Devine. And she does the color palettes. So we're going to her beautiful studio and spending the day integrating the embodiment of what people went through and for those who choose this experience. And then the color palette. So we're going to look at this inside now. What does this inside of beauty look like, you know, expressed on the outside? Mm-hmm. Everybody leaves with a scarf that matches their beauty tone that's deciphered by Danielle. That's what she does. The color addict is her very present in all the social media channels. So I'm excited.
Oh, fantastic. Sign us all up. Yeah, for sure. Actually, tell us, how do people sign up for that event and also to access you and all your magic?
So the easiest way is my website, what's right here. And just email me, paula@paulapetrie.com is the easiest. My phone number is good, WhatsApp at any, also it's on my website, but 305-807-7594. I'm accessible in that regard as well. It's almost easier sometimes through WhatsApp than emails, but of course, reach out. The services are listed for healing waves. We'll come up, we'll be doing another version soon. So watch for those dates. Newsletter, best way to keep regularly informed.
Perfect, perfect. Well, paulapetrie.com, we are so happy that you are part of the Empowered Together Network. You're going to be our star in July on incandescentwomen.com. Thank you so much, Paula, for an amazing explanation of divine design. We are so excited to bring you to the Empowered Together Network on incandescentwomen.com, July 2026. So join us for this fantastic webinar. You are invited to come, bring all your friends. It will be July 14th, 7 p.m. Eastern, and you can find us on Eventbrite, and we'll send you the Zoom link too. So just send an email to me, hope@hopegives.com, with any questions, and we will see you there. incandescentwomen.com, empowered-together.us. You are welcome to join us. We hope you will. We'll talk to you soon.